Boy, we sure have been enjoying some nice weather here recently, haven't we? Even those days where we've seen temperatures in the upper 30s and into the 40s, that is above normal for this time of the year yet. So we've really been blessed with some pretty good weather here recently. And now here we are with temperatures in the 50s over the last few days, and we're looking at temperatures in the 60s over the next few days here, and we're just in the middle to latter part of the month of February. Yeah, the weather is probably pretty nice, probably nicer than it should be this time of the year. We'll take it, of course, but while we can adapt, because at some point you've got to figure that there'll be a little bit more snow, or at least there's a chance of it, and we should see some cooler weather or colder weather yet before this winter season is over and spring hits toward the tail end of next month. So you can't just figure that this is going to last now until spring and summer. Well, we can adapt to that. As human beings, of course, we just throw on a coat, or we take off the jackets. We wear short-sleeve shirts, not long-sleeve shirts. We can deal with the changing weather conditions because, you know, we're able to think through all these issues. Well, some things, like plants and flowers, they don't work that way. Winter this year, according to the experts at Iowa State University Extension, has been unusually mild here in Iowa, with daily high temperatures in the 50s and 60s and approaching record highs. Now, while this is good news for those who don't necessarily like the snow and icy conditions, it can also be very confusing for spring flowering bulbs and lead to some early growth. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach horticulturalists Richard Geron and Greg Wallace put together some Q&A information to kind of help us figure out what to do with those premature flowering spring bulbs that we might have out in the yard. First question, it's only February, but my tulips are already coming up. What should I do? Well, according to the experts, they suggest that tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs normally begin emerging from the ground in March or early April in Iowa. However, the mild weather that we've been having can encourage premature growth. Now, the early emergence of spring flowering bulb foliage is most often seen on the south and west sides of homes and other types of buildings, and these are usually warmer than the rest of the yard because the sunlight is reflected off of the building to the ground. Now, in addition, heated basements keep the soil near homes relatively warm as well. Now, while the premature emergence of spring flowering bulb foliage is undesirable, they said the danger isn't near as great as it might seem. The foliage of tulips, daffodils, and other spring bulbs can tolerate some cold temperatures. They say often normal winter weather, cold temperatures and snow, will return later in spring when we have these little spots of warm weather, and that can delay further growth. Now, a blanket of snow is especially helpful. They say the snow discourages additional growth, but it also protects the foliage from any extreme cold. So the insulating properties of snow actually can help out if we actually get some more snow here this winter. We haven't had a lot of snow anyway during the course of this winter. Now, here's another issue that typically pops up for folks who end up with those types of plants in their yard, especially when they come up early. How do you prevent rabbits from eating those tulips? Because rabbits, well, they're quite fond of tulips, and they will often eat the foliage right down to the ground in the spring. Now, you think about it, they've been scrounging for food all winter long, looking in different locations where it's difficult part of the season for them to find food. And when they come across that, wow, that's like a free buffet. So they are awfully excited. So how do you stop them? Well, the experts say the best way to stop rabbits from eating tulips is to place chicken wire or some hardware cloth fencing around the plants as soon as the foliage emerges from the ground. That will discourage the rabbits and prevent them from getting in there to gobble up some of those things that you hope will be around for a while so they can make your plot of land just a little bit more attractive. Now, another question is, I have some tulip bulbs that I didn't get planted last fall. So, can I plant them this spring? Well, according to the experts, unplanted tulip and other spring flowering bulbs oftentimes will shrivel up and die over the winter. Tulip bulbs that remain viable in spring usually don't perform well when they're planted in the spring. Tulips and other spring flowering bulbs are planted in the fall. That way the bulbs have adequate time to develop a good root system before winter hits. And they also suggest that spring flowering bulbs have to be exposed to some cold temperatures in order to bloom. You don't really think about that with those types of flowers, do you? Spring-planted tulips usually don't grow very well because they lack well-developed root systems. Plus, they often fail to bloom. Now, they say, regrettably, it's usually best to just discard any unplanted tulip bulbs in the spring and buy and plant additional bulbs in the fall. So if you had all the right intentions, or you just found some stuff on sale and thought, maybe I'll just go ahead and take care of that here next spring and get those planted and they'll come up right away, well, according to the experts, the answer is, yeah, it's probably not going to work that way. They really do need to be planted in the fall so they have a chance to attach themselves through the root system and be able to experience a little bit of that cold weather, and then they can thrive in the spring. So some of those bulbs that are spring flowering, well, not necessarily going to work for you if you try to get out here in the springtime and get those planted. Now, another question that they have for us that they get quite often from folks, as we get to this time of the year when so many garden seminars will be coming up here relatively soon, as people get ready to get those outdoor areas looking good again. Another question, is it possible to save those tulip bulbs that have been forced indoors? Tulips, hyacinths, and most other spring flowering bulbs that have been forced indoors are usually discarded after they flower. They say that most won't bloom again when they're planted outdoors. Daffodils are an exception, however. Daffodils are more vigorous than tulips and most other spring flowering bulbs. Forced daffodils can be saved, and they can successfully be planted again outdoors. So there is hope for the daffodils, not so much for those others. Now, the care after flowering is important if you are attempting to save those forced bulbs. After blooming, you want to remove the spent flowers and place the plants in a sunny window. Water them regularly until the foliage begins to yellow. And at that point, the experts tell us we should gradually cut back on watering until the foliage withers and dies. And then you want to carefully remove the bulbs from the potting soil, allow them to dry for perhaps 1 to 2 weeks, and then store the bulbs in a cool, dry location. And then you want to plant those bulbs, as we've already learned, in the fall. That way they have a chance to attach and to be able to grow that root system that they need so desperately when springtime comes. So if you have some of those spring flowering bulbs and some of those are coming up a little prematurely and you're a little concerned that they might not last very long because the weather could turn, well, it just kind of depends on the weather. It sounds like there is still a chance that they could still be just fine here this spring, even if we start to see some of that early growth here this year. Early growth could very well be an issue here. We've been so nice here lately that we could start to see some things green up a little bit here and pop up here very soon. So we'll keep tabs on that, and hopefully we'll get back to some sort of normal weather here pretty soon where we can kind of depend on it a little bit. And I guess the good news is, if you take a look at the calendar, we're just a little more than a month from the first day of spring. So we've almost made it through our winter season here anyway, and done it this year without a whole lot of snow. So we'll see how that affects the spring growing season here this year in the area.